This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
COVID-19 worries prompt a face mask order in California.
We're making it mandatory.
A big crowd and big health concerns about the president's upcoming rally.
Tulsa officials say this rally may be risky.
And Juneteenth in the spotlight today.
African Americans can celebrate their independence.
This is the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Bill Rakoff. A rise in coronavirus cases in parts of the country are forcing the hands of state and local officials to tighten restrictions. CBS's Carter Evans reports.
I think you need to stay protected. I really do.
Well, I think they have their place.
That place now, just about everywhere in California, after Governor Gavin Newsom's statewide mask order. A decision that comes as the number of Californians hospitalized with COVID-19 hit its highest level since April. In Florida, new coronavirus cases also hit an all-time high, more than 3,200 on Thursday. Hospitals are now close to 75% capacity.
So there's clearly a surge.
Dr. Andrew Pesteski is the medical director at Jackson South Medical Center in Miami.
We were feeling like we were going to be able to handle this, and now it's looking like we're going to be all over ground zero, just patients everywhere.
The U.S. continues to add around 25,000 new cases per day.
CBS's Paula Reed reports that President Trump is still planning to hold a campaign rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma tomorrow.
We're going to be in Oklahoma, and it's a crowd like I guess nobody's seen before.
Sitting alongside Oklahoma's governor at the White House Thursday, President Trump promoted his upcoming rally. But the city's health department executive director has recommended postponing the event.
Let me be clear. Anyone planning to attend a large-scale gathering will face an increased risk of becoming infected with COVID-19.
The Trump campaign will be handing out masks, but they will be optional. Temperatures will be checked upon arrival, and hand sanitizing stations will be offered around the building. But the event does not include any social distancing measures.
The Trump visit to Tulsa continues to run counter to the advice of his top health experts. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy spoke exclusively this morning with the administration's Dr. Anthony Fauci. And while he would not comment directly on the president's rally itself, Fauci did say,
when you have active infection in a particular community, wherever that is, and right now in the United States, to a greater or lesser degree, that's kind of almost everywhere. The best way to protect yourself and to prevent acquisition of and spread of infection is to avoid crowds.
Juneteenth celebrations are happening today. Diane Henderson Moore is celebrating the day in Galveston, Texas.
It's very important to me because my great-great-grandparents came here at the end of 1865 with their children.
Here's CBS's Allison Keyes.
In 1865, 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation was signed, a Union Army general landed in Galveston and told the slaves they were free. Smithsonian Secretary Lonnie Bunch explains.
It became a day where African Americans, first in Texas and then around the world, began to celebrate freedom.
Bunch calls the day a celebration of a moment and an opportunity to reflect on the fragility of freedom. Bunch says with corporations from Amazon to Twitter observing Juneteenth, he sees companies asking, how do I model the America I believe in?
A court hearing today in Atlanta for the former police officer charged in the killing of Rayshard Brooks. Here's CBS's Mark Strassman.
CBS News cameras captured former officer Garrett Rolfe arriving at the Fulton County Jail. 48 minutes later, he was booked for felony murder. Hours earlier, the other charged officer, Devin Brosnan, posted bond and left the jail. He faces charges of aggravated assault and violation of oath. Officer Brosnan spoke out for the first time since the shooting. He recalled his initial interaction with Brooks.
I felt he was friendly. He was respectful. I was respectful to him.
And I was really just there to see what I could do for him, make sure that he was safe.
Facebook has removed some Trump campaign ads, as CBS's Peter King tells us.
The ads about the Antifa movement showed an upside-down red triangle, something the Nazis used to mark political prisoners, especially communists in World War II concentration camps. Now Facebook has taken the ads down.
Anywhere that that symbol is used, we would take the same action.
Facebook's Nathaniel Gleiser says condemnation or discussion is one thing.
But in a situation where we don't see either of those, we don't allow it on the platform. Remove it.
Historians dispute the Trump campaign claims that Antifa groups use the triangle symbol. Peter King, CBS News.
Lawyers for the Trump administration and former National Security Advisor John Bolton will meet in a federal courtroom in Washington today. At issue, whether Bolton's tell-all book about the administration can be released next week. Republicans are not happy with recent rulings by the Supreme Court that have bucked the Trump administration, particularly upsetting to Florida Senator Marco Rubio Thursday's ruling against the president over the DACA or Dreamers Immigration Act.
They say that they understand that their job is to interpret the law, not to write it. It's concerning, and frankly, I mean, it undermines the very purpose of the court.
Conservative Justice John Roberts sided with the liberals on the court to block the administration from ending that program immediately. One-time presidential hopeful Senator Amy Klobuchar says she doesn't want to be considered as a running mate for former Vice President Joe Biden. Klobuchar says in this time and environment, that role should go to a woman of color, of which there are several said to be on Biden's shortlist. Pacific Gas and Electric slapped with a huge fine over the deadly wildfire in California last year that killed thousands. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
It was the maximum fine possible, $4 million. This after Pacific Gas and Electric admitted its role in the fire that killed 84 people and virtually destroyed the entire town of Paradise, California. Michael Hankel was one of the victims who addressed the court.
I thought I was going to live my life out here in paradise. Now I don't want anything to do with it.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Delays in screenings and treatment because of the COVID-19 pandemic are likely to lead to thousands of additional cancer-related deaths in the years to come. The director of the National Cancer Institute, Norman Sharpless, writes in the journal Science that there could be as many as 10,000 excess deaths from breast and colorectal cancers over the next decade because of the coronavirus. It's easy to get hot, bothered, and fogged up while protecting yourself against the coronavirus, especially while wearing a mask. But now, there's a solution.
Japanese shoppers are lined up outside clothing stores to snatch up masks made with the same breathable fabric used in Uniqlo's popular underwear. The demand is so great, Uniqlo's website has put up an apology saying it's inundated. The Aerism masks are available in three sizes, come in packs of three, and sell for about $9. The company says it eventually plans to sell them overseas. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
But I won't hesitate.
Jason Mraz promises to donate all profits from the sale of his new album, Look for the Good, out today. All earnings, including his advance, will go to groups working for racial equality and justice, such as Black Lives Matter. That's the World News Roundup for Friday, June 19th. For producer Matt Cherry, I'm Bill Rakoff, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.